This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the Addiction Prevention and Weight Management channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Holly Stokes, also known as the Brain Trainer, Master NLP Practitioner, Certified Coach, and Hypnotherapist. She is the author of A Lighter You, Train Your Brain to Slim Your Body, and A Lighter You, A Health Coach's Guide to Nutrition in Action, as well as CDs designed to rewire your brain for motivation, focus, and achievement. Holly, certainly a privilege to have you back with us on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, the pleasure is ours to have you back with us as well. Thanks for taking out a moment. So to kick things off, you wrote a weight loss book. Did you ever struggle with your weight personally?
Well, I did. Several years ago, I was a backpacker and had a very active lifestyle. And then I went back to school. And so I wasn't hiking and, running all the time. And instead, I was learning through books and classrooms, and my life became very sedentary. So I actually gained 40 pounds. And so it's through the process. I was in school for psychology, and I found a local school with hypnosis and NLP and began learning those strategies and started applying them to myself. So that's how I lost the 40 pounds, and then have kept it off for about 10 years running now, without dieting or counting calories.
In your book, you talk about brain habits and how to change those. How did you come to be considered the Brain Trainer?
I was working in Portland, Oregon, and seeing clients on a regular basis, 4 or 5 days a week. And it just kind of became a buzzword in the local community. People start referring to me as, oh, she'll train your brain. And so I became known as the Brain Trainer. Just kind of stuck from there.
How is your program different from other diet programs that are out there?
Sure. There's a lot of weight loss and diet programs out there. And most of them focus on the foods to eat and the foods to avoid. They focus on the right things to do, the exercise, etc. And I found in working with my clients over the last 10 years that most people know what healthy eating is. Most people have a general idea that they can lose weight if they eat more fruits and vegetables. But the real thing that gets in the way has to do with our brain. The real reasons we gain weight are habits, cravings, emotional eating, lack of motivation, and self-sabotage. And these are all patterns wired into the brain. So that's where this book really focuses. We don't even go into food and nutrition in A Lighter You, Train Your Brain. We go into understanding where these patterns have come from and then how to change them. So it's not just you should make better habits. It's here, how to set up your brain to change the old habit of cleaning your plate, needing to clean your plate rather than stop eating when you're full. So that's the piece that, as a brain trainer, really made sense to help people understand. And a lot of times, especially, I'd find the people that came to me for weight loss were people who had been on, tried every diet program in the book. They'd lost weight only to gain it right back plus more. And they were really frustrated with weight. However, going through understanding the brain and how it's responsible for our health patterns and our food choices, then people could really get a handle on why they had struggled, and it finally made sense to them when they understood what their brain was doing. So that's where the book really focuses, is on the brain aspect of weight loss, which other programs aren't really talking about.
And I certainly would agree with that as well. Today we are speaking with Holly Stokes, also known as the Brain Trainer, here on eHealth Radio's Addiction Prevention and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Holly, can you give us an example of how brain training works?
Okay, so here's how brain training works. I draw a lot of principles from NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. And this is about how the brain codes information. So if you think of a food that you crave, go ahead and picture a food out in front of you. And then I want you to notice how you represent that in your mind. Notice, is it three-dimensional? Is it in color? Is it right in front of you, like within arm's reach? We even have like a spatial awareness of where that food would be. And now by changing how our mind codes that picture, we can change the craving or the feeling connected to it. So now imagine, typically if we crave a food, we do see it in bright color right in front of us, and it's three-dimensional. So now imagine draining the color out of that picture until it's black and white. And notice how that changes the feeling attached, the craving attached. And now imagine making it two-dimensional. Put a frame around that image of it so it's a flat picture. And notice how that decreases the desire for it even more. And now imagine putting it away from you. So typically if we crave something, we picture it right in front of us, like right within arm's reach. But now put it out about 10 feet. And as you do, you'll start to notice the feeling connected, that desire connected for that food begin to change. So this is a really cool example of how we can use the brain's coding system to change the cravings and to change the patterns that our brain has around foods. And now this is a simple level example of how to incorporate, you know, the brain aspect. A little more complicated, we get into understanding cravings as messengers. And cravings aren't rational and logical. Cravings come from the unconscious mind. And so that's why they're so difficult to change, because consciously we can set the goal. I'm going to lose 20 pounds this time. But at the deeper mind, if our unconscious mind has another goal, you know, which part is going to win? It's always the unconscious is going to win over what we consciously create in our goals. So that's where the hypnosis also becomes really important, because in order to stop struggling, we really need to change what the mind is doing at the unconscious level. And think of the unconscious as just the background of the mind. So this is the stuff just behind what your mind is doing, which directs your focus and your attention. So these are the tools that we use in helping people change those habits, those cravings, and even the self-sabotage that really gets in the way.
And I would imagine, as far as those that are trying to stop smoking as well, you would apply some of the same principles there as well. Am I correct?
Yes. The principles for cravings and addiction are all the same. So typically when people want to make a change and they have a craving or addiction like smoking or even food addictions, they say, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to smoke anymore. So there's a few problems in that. One problem is that when we tell the brain not to do something, it often interprets it as, oh no, now I'm never going to do it again, and then we can experience this backlash. That's why willpower is so hard and doesn't seem to work for a lot of people. And then there are also deeper reasons as to why our mind has been focusing on the food, the smoking, the habit, the wine. I have quite a few clients who come in for that as well. So when we help the mind learn to make a switch, when we give it new patterns to follow, new ways to think and feel, then the cravings go away. The wine, smoking is no longer an issue. And people find that easy, natural way to be focused with creating what they want for their body, creating that healthy, fit body that they desire.
Well, Holly, we certainly appreciate the information and insight and for joining us once again. Where can our listeners find more information accordingly, how to get your book and how to best be in contact with you either off or online?
Great. My website is thebraintrainerllc.com. My book is also on Amazon, and I do sessions with clients all around the world through Skype or web conferencing as well. So I do practice in Salt Lake City and also have clients internationally.
And I figured you did as well. Well, Holly, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly look forward to a future conversation. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
We have been speaking with Holly Stokes, also known as the Brain Trainer, Master NLP Practitioner, Certified Coach, and Hypnotherapist. She is also the author of A Lighter You, Train Your Brain to Slim Your Body, and A Lighter You, A Health Coach's Guide to Nutrition and Action, as well as CDs designed to rewire your brain for motivation, focus, and achievement. And for more information and for contact, visit TheBrainTrainerLLC.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Addiction Prevention and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.